For decades, TV has been an escape from our everyday life.
We use reality TV to escape our jobs, children, and most of our responsibilities.
Born out of the pandemic with two friends who became coworkers, I'm Greg.
And I'm Demetria.
Join us to escape reality.
Hello.
Welcome back, everyone.
Episode 144. We're back.
We are back. We've returned. How was your break?
Did you forget?
No. It was good. I mean, it was definitely nice. I almost got to a point Thursday where I was like, I have something I have to do today. Yeah. And then I was like, no, you don't. No, you don't.
Not today. Not today, Satan. Not today.
Yes. But it didn't stop. It didn't stop all the TV we were watching. So I will say that. I was watching lots of things.
Right. Well, and yeah. I mean, and the hot topics. I mean,
oh, so I know. Well, that's the tricky thing, right? When we're off for a week, it's like, I got to remember all these hot topics that are happening that I want to talk about, or like what happened, or all the things. It's definitely different. We haven't taken a day off in a while.
I know. Crazy.
Yeah. How was your break?
Good. I am very deep into the Succession rabbit hole.
I started
like 2 weeks ago. I'm currently on season 3, episode 6, I think. No, oh. 8, maybe 8.
Look at you go.
Yeah, but it's not like, it's not jaw dropping. It's just very like they're screwing each other over in business and it's like family dynamics. Like there was one shocking moment at the end of, was I think that season 1. But yeah, nothing. I don't know how I feel about it. Apparently season 4 is where it's at. It's only 4 seasons, so I'm almost done. I'm going to continue, obviously. But yeah, like, I don't know, like, I want more murder. I want more like, oh my God moments. And there's like not a lot of that.
Is this a murder show?
No. So it's this 80-year-old father who's deciding who's going to take over the family business.
That's what I thought. So you want murder?
But there's like shady business, and then there's like a little bit of like, there's like drugs and sex and cheating and like.
Well, if there's drugs and sex, then there might as well be murder.
Yeah, right. And so, but there's nothing that like, I don't know, there's nothing like shocking that's like, oh my God, except for this one part, which I'm not going to ruin. No. I don't know if you would like it. I don't know if I like it, to be honest with you.
Fair enough.
I'm just so far. I'm so deep. I'm like, I'm shoulders deep. I'm so close to crawling out of it that I'm going to finish it. Obviously. Apparently season 4, there's like a groundbreaking episode, which I'm looking forward to. I already kind of know what happens, obviously, but we'll see. Yeah. I think awesome. That's, I watched Crappy Lake, which we'll like, I mean, we can read it now. There's no way they're actually staying in that motel.
If they are, I would die because it's just so outside of the realm of them.
I mean, it is borderline similar to Sonia's townhouse with all, like,
with the all the stuff everywhere.
That
absolutely
needs to be fixed and all of that.
Yes. She just needs an intern.
It feels a little contrived to me, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I think Luann needs to be there to keep Sonia on track. I would almost just love a show watching Sonia run around that town.
Oh, I think that would be the most entertaining. Just watching like, her get ready and go.
The lemonade stand, I was like dying. Yeah, the mudding, like all of that was really funny. I just like the Lou interactions to me seem very like forced. Like producers like, come on, keep her on track. Okay, what, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. We're not going to recap it. There's not a lot to talk about. It's funny. It's light. There's no drama, obviously. No. It's just there. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I watched it. I've been still kind of watching all of my stuff. And I did want to watch that and kind of get into it. And I was like, you know, there's a few minutes where like moments here and there where you're like chuckle. But it's not like, oh, my God, I love this.
No, and it's no Simple Life, folks.
No.
Like, there is no song. Like, there's no. Like, that was so organic. This is a little bit more contrived. But I think that Lou is the problem for me.
Hmm.
Sonia Rita is my girl. Like, she is hilarious.
I mean, she's just.
When the motel guy walks in, he's like, what happened to this room?
Yeah, she's been here for a day. That's what happened to this
she
room.
She made herself at home. That's yeah. Absolutely. I think that's it. I don't think I watch anything else. I will have more time. I mean, there is Big Brother coming up. The Challenge USA is coming back with more veterans.
Are you still watching Claim to Fame?
I am watching Claim to Fame. I'm two behind, I think.
Got it.
I saw the girl who picked the Dolly Parton's. I saw that one. So that's, was that last week?
Yeah, the niece.
Was that last week?
I think so.
How did people pick that out? So I did not get that at all.
I would have never, but I also never don't watch it. So I don't know what the clues were.
And then this week, I have not, I'm behind on this week. So I'll watch that tonight probably. It is a great show. It's a fantastic show. And I will say, Kevin, I've said this before, Kevin and Frankie are fantastic together. They keep the show going. They're light. They give their input. Like, they're, fuck Jesse Palmer.
Yeah.
So no, I'm definitely into that. I'm actually concerned we're going to lose all of our shows with this strike.
I know. It is a little bit tricky. Like, I was thinking about that the other day, actually. Well, even yesterday, I was reading something and it was saying like SVU, all the shows are going to be pushed out. The
shows already.
And I was just like, oh, come on. Like, let's not do this. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, yes, they're reality TV, but it's still, they kind of,
well, they're still writers on, the, on the back end. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, it's like, I don't know what this is going to look like and what kind of, we're just going to have to do a show about us and we'll just talk about things.
Hey.
And, you know, we did have a request
to film us. And I was I mean, maybe we can like talk about it, but I'm usually looking pretty rough on a Thursday afternoon. So
I mean, I feel like we could try a special occasion episode, like one of our big ones.
Yeah, for sure.
We could totally do it. Cause that, I mean, we don't have a crew or anything, but
no, and you can come here and I can go there now. Oh, we're
in
vicinity again.
Yes. I could totally come and we can, I mean, I'm sure that's something that's doable.
Yeah. I just, it came up a little bit like OnlyFans. And I was like, we're not like, recording.
Was it somebody we know that like knows us and just wants to see us? Cause okay. I was going to say,
it was like, hey, I love your banter. I would love to see like how you guys like,
it's wild, let's just say. It is wild.
I talk with my hands a lot, so you'll see that.
I mean, hopefully it doesn't, I mean, the shows that are coming up, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm watching Bachelorette, so that's already in, so that'll get me through a little
I
bit
mean
of time.
I don't want to spoil it for myself, but did that idiot go home?
Well,
oh no.
He does, and then he doesn't. So we'll just say that.
Not again.
Yes. And if anybody was watching this week, there was the press release announcement of the Golden Bachelor.
Oh yeah.
He's the 71. 71? Yeah. In it's gonna be only women, only 65 and up. So if you like older men, you have to be 65 and up.
Have they already filmed it?
I guess.
Or they were just
know.
Announcing him because they're gonna cast it now. I'm not going to watch that. I'm going to tell you this right now.
I have no interest in watching this. So, you know, obviously it's like he's a widower, you know, all these things. Like, I connect to that, but that's all. I don't want to watch this. There was a rumor going around that Matt James's mom was going to be on there.
Oh, Lord.
I was like, oh, no. Here we go down this rabbit hole again. But
supposedly him and Rachel broke up again. I think we talked about this.
Yes, I heard. You keep hearing, you know, you always hear these things, but
so many. Yeah.
I don't know about those two.
Did you watch anything else?
You know, so I watched obviously Kardashians. I'm all caught up on that. It's actually been the last couple of weeks have been really yesterday. This episode I watched last night was really good. And I think it's just because it's very real and I like it. Like, they're talking about like their beauty standards and like their thoughts and feelings about themselves and what they look like. And you know, Kim's been going through it because it's kind of at the time of the divorce finalization and you know, just being real. Like, I'm sad about the old Kanye. Like, I miss that person. And you know, oh my god, she went last night in the episode last night, she went to her warehouse.
Oh, she's done that before. That thing's
this
ridiculous.
Shit was unbelievable. Like
someone said it's like the Goodwill, but make it like labels.
Like, oh my god, beyond like the things she had in there, like every Met Gala look, everything from every video he's done, all the way to like College Dropout. I mean, so much stuff. It was unreal.
So it's more of like it's memorabilia versus like
it's a storage.
Got it. But it's I was thinking it was like racks of like cream hoodies.
Yeah, there's also that.
And she'll go in there and grab a cream hoodie.
So it's all things that like were made maybe and never released that were made as samples and just put in there. They're all things. And she said some of the things she donates, some of the things she keeps because she wants to keep for her kids.
Yeah.
And it's just stuff. I mean,
it's like boxes little and boxes of Planet Yeezys. Hollywood. Remember when we were kids? Like,
yes. I mean, boxes of Yeezys from top to bottom. Like, it's unreal. So, but I loved the conversation they were having about beauty standards and just themselves and how they're perceived, but also how, you know, they, how it was. And Chloe's like, you know, I was always, the narrative was I was the chubby sister, but I didn't, I would put on a bodycon dress and get out there and be happy. Like, I didn't see that. I was confident. I wasn't, you know, knocking myself until everybody was pointing it out. And then it was like, oh, I'm the chubby sister. I didn't think about it. So it was just an interesting conversation, but it's been pretty good. So I watched that. Bachelor. It seems to be, and maybe it's just that I don't know. It just seems like it's happening very fast. Like, she's already down to like six guys.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, wait a minute. What am I missing here? Like, are they like expediting this, like getting rid of just like in mass quantities? Because
good. I think it should happen that way.
Yeah, it's happening fast. So I was like, whoa, like she was at nine and then she got rid of four. And yeah, so now she's down to five. And I was like, what in the world? So yeah, I'm still not, I mean, I'm kind of at the point now where I'm like, okay, the exciting part I think is over, although I could be wrong, but you know, the excitement has eliminated itself. So maybe now I can step away from it or just watch it if I'm bored.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's about it. Other than that, I didn't really watch anything new. I binged, I started Insecure again. I binged that and finished already.
Wow. Isn't it like six seasons?
Five.
Oh yeah. They're like half hours though.
Yes, they're half hours.
Sessions are hour long episodes, no commercials. Oh,
no. Can't do it. No. I'm sorry, I cannot do that. so yeah. And that's about it. Other than that, I'm super excited to go see the Barbie movie tomorrow. I've been waiting and waiting for this.
You're gonna brave the crowd?
Oh, I'm going to see the Barbie movie. Okay. Oh. I've waited for this. God forbid.
Which theater do you go to?
I go to Roland.
Oh, you go all the way to Novato.
Uh-huh. I like the comfy seats.
Got it.
Uh-huh. So yeah, that's fine.
Anything else?
No.
Jumping into hot topics, a few hot topics from last week that we'll just kind of cover, and then we'll jump into a bunch from this week, which is insane. Ariana, the rumor has been leaked, will be on Dancing with the Stars.
Good for her. Get it. Dance it up.
I mean, she's just making money. Also, she on, yeah.
Oh no, I was going to say she definitely is.
I mean, raking it in.
Yeah.
They are currently on a cast trip right now, supporting Lisa at the opening or some sort of.
Well, Ariana and Katie are not there.
They're not there. Sandoval is there. James is there. And he just revealed that he's with Graham. And TMZ is reporting that Raquel, who, by the way, now wants to be called Rachel because she's taking back the power.
Oh, well, then I'll call you Raquel.
What you said something else earlier. What you're gonna call her?
Well, I'm gonna call her Raquel now. If that's what she wants, it's not gonna be Rachel anymore.
And it turns out the rumors are swirling that she gave up Graham without telling her parents are watching him. Now it reports that she gave him up, and Vanderpump Dogs found out about it, and now James has him full time.
Well, yeah.
Why wouldn't you just offer him to James?
Yeah, that makes more sense. Like, he loves the dog. Clearly, that would just make more sense.
Wild. She's got issues.
Yeah, I can't.
Kim and Croy have called off their divorce after attending church with their 17 children.
Okay. You should have just went to church in the first place if that's all you needed to do then.
Like, do you think it was I can't imagine it's a money grab, only because like the 911 calls, the body cam footage coming out, him saying that she's squandered $750,000, her saying that he won't leave her bedroom. Like, I mean.
Yeah, unless something happened and it was like they figured out financially, like they need to stay together.
Oh, two more credit cards came forward after this. Like, there's no way there. I mean, what are they going to do? I can't. Don't put them back on any show. I don't need to see.
No, you know, like I mean, we'll get to it. But seeing her on Housewives, on Atlanta, I was like, yeah, I'm not. I don't want.
But yeah, we'll talk about all of that.
Yeah, but I just in the realm of putting them on any show. No, thank you.
Potomac has wrapped filming on season 8. We had our finale party with Mia for some sort of like magazine shoot. 2 days before that, there was an all-out brawl in DC between supposed friend, new friend of Nanika or something. She is friends with, or this is the other girl. She's friends with Wendy. Her and Ashley's friend Sesame Street from last season
got into an
all-out brawl. But apparently cameras were down. All they're going to have is like cell phone footage. How does this keep happening in Potomac?
I don't know, but I feel like, I mean, obviously we saw like the little bits and pieces of it and it was like, okay, you see Candace grabbing a bottle, like you see different things going on. So it looked like just utter chaos. But you know, from last season, like Sesame Street's mouth is slick. Like these women, they talk crazy. And at some point you have to be prepared that someone is not going to take too kindly to those words.
Well, so it's funny how everyone was like, oh my God, Candace grabbed the bottle. I'm like, Candace wasn't even involved. Apparently the drink came flying at Candace, but hit the new girl. And that's how it all started.
Got it.
And then it was 3-on-1 and the Sesame Street was like, I'm not the one who went to the hospital. I'm like, yeah, it was 3-on-1. Of course you weren't the one that went to the hospital. You had two other friends there helping you.
Yeah, that's not a fair fight. That's called a dirty fight.
Yeah, girl, bye. I'm guessing we'll get probably early next year. We'll get season 8. I love my Potomac girls. Between them and Miami, I'm like, I'm here for it all.
I'm just waiting to hear what's going to happen with SLC.
I mean, they've been filming. Did they wrap?
I don't know.
I don't remember. I haven't heard yet. They're promoting what's her face? Angie. Oh, Angie.
No.
Promoted.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, hideous.
Not Sarah Paulson.
Two big divorces. One I did not see coming. One I get. Ariana Grande and that realtor dude Dalton have filed, or they haven't filed, they are legally separated. He's been dating, she's apparently been dating a married man from her Wicked movie. They hooked up during the pandemic, got married, and now their lives have gone in different directions. Yeah, she's been in London for like 7 months.
Yeah, why do you even, I don't know why these young people rush. Like, don't just get married. It's not a good idea. You got to figure this out.
This is her thing. She was engaged. She's like, get it together, girl.
Oh, boy.
She's got some, like, I don't know what kind of issue she's got, but she just wants to be in a relationship real bad.
Well, she better figure it out because this ain't working.
No. And then Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello or whatever.
That, two things. Didn't see that one coming.
No.
I'm here for whatever he needs.
I'm a shoulder you can cry on.
If you need support.
Well, TMZ is reporting that he wants kids. And it was like never on the table. But how do you get...
She has a grown-ass kid.
Well, yeah. And like, she's 50. He's 46, I think.
Like, yeah, why would you marry
her? How did this not come up? Yeah, 7 years ago.
Maybe they had thought, like, he thought, like, oh, well, they'll have a surrogate or something will happen. Then she was just like, yeah, I'm not interested.
No, she wants to live her best life. She's rich.
Yeah, I would live my best life too.
Right.
When you have an adult child, you don't want to start over with a baby. You just don't.
Well, you said you'd be there for him. So what if he wants a baby? You're going to give him a baby? So
I'll see what I can do. But I don't think it works.
Let's
like that.
Practice a little bit and see what happens.
Yeah. Let's just see if we're compatible.
Yeah. Following up on Christine Bumgardner, Kevin Costner's gold digging soon to be ex-wife.
Jeez.
The judge awarded her $130,000 a month. Wild. And she immediately jetted off to take the kids to Hawaii.
That's nuts.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
That's more than people make in a year, and you need that for your children? Like, no, you don't. You don't. I promise you don't.
Wild. $130,000 a month in child.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
He better get this strike over with so he can make some more Yellowstones.
Right. He's going to need to get back there ASAP.
Yeah.
Some news out of Jersey. We're going to start filming. Apparently everyone is back from what we're hearing. They're going to start filming in August. However, on the flip side, Dina has unfollowed Teresa and Louie.
Duh, surprise.
So all that copacetic-ness they talked about at the reunion is a lie.
Obviously. We knew that.
She probably also was like, please stop talking about me. Please stop talking about me.
I've asked for this several times. How many times have I said I don't want to be on the show? Why are you continuing to talk about me?
Yeah. Like, the show is the reason why he found me and almost murdered me and my husband. Like, maybe.
Yeah.
BravoCon tickets were released. They're a lot of money, Demetria. I don't think we're gonna
be able to make it, folks.
General admission is $550. VIP is $1,200 for the weekend.
Oh my god.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot. I mean,
$400 a day for VIP. I mean, granted, like, it's a lot, right? You're running around, it's 12-hour days, whatever. You're going to all the events, but that doesn't include like food and lodging and like.
Yeah, no, you're going to pay for your flight. You're going to pay for the hotel. You're going to pay for all that food. If you're going to pay for drinks, if you drink, like, there's a lot more. This is like, you're looking at a $4,000 to $5,000 trip here.
And if you're there, you better pay for the Usher concert. Not the Erica Jane.
Missing out if you don't.
Oh, Erica Jane's getting her earrings back. Did you see that?
I saw that and I was like, all this over these. You're still, we're talking about these earrings, girl.
Uh-huh. She's getting them back. Mm.
She better wear them every day after that.
Yeah. Oh, you know she's gonna show up at the reunion next season and be like, check out my earrings.
Yes, I'm wearing the earrings.
A mess. We're gonna jump into some Atlanta. We'll cover both weeks because we were off. We'll cover both weeks of OC, and then we're gonna talk about the Roni premiere. I'm here for it. They are young, they are rich, they are light and fun. I'm here for it. I'm here for all of it.
Okay.
Where do you want to start?
Let's get into Atlanta.
Okay. Can I just say, when Kenya was like, Kenya Moore hair care, it's famous.
I hate it.
It's only famous because you trolled Marlo with it.
Exactly. That's the only reason. I've never seen it in a store. No. I've never purchased it. I don't know anybody who uses it.
But she's like, oh yeah, you've heard the jingle, like the jingle, you know, it's like, it's historic. No, man.
No, it's not.
And then she was like, HBCUs and, you know, the drum line. I'm like, no, you just, no.
I imagine it when I hear her say it. I imagine her just like walking around with pots and pans, like Kenya Moore hair care, like banging on pots and pans, because it's just not. It's annoying, and it's not. I mean, again, I go to Sally's, I go to all the places, and I have never seen these products.
I thought she was in like Rite Aid or CVS or something.
I go to all the places. I don't see this stuff.
We get to the OG dinner that everyone's been talking about. I mean, I love that we had the empty fifth chair, RIP Nene Leakes.
Yeah.
Kim is still mad at Kenya, as we know. Lisa was trying a little bit too hard for me.
Yeah.
She's like, Kim, you losing your house.
And then I was wondering.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go. Continue.
No. Go.
I was going to say, I was thinking it when you said it, but I was wondering if after they wrapped, if Nene was going to join them because they had the empty chair.
Maybe. Yeah. Not on camera.
What I do know is Kim wasn't eating any dinner because it looks like she hasn't eaten a meal in 2 years.
They're like, your boobs look smaller. She's like, no, I can't breathe. It's different. I was like,
Yeah. No, it looks crazy.
She looks terrible. Ugh.
Yeah. No, she looked terrible. Lisa is Lisa. Ugh.
And then Kim has beef with Candy from 12 years ago.
I mean, my God, let it go.
How?
Yeah, let it go. She and then my favorite part though was when she was like, Kenya, that bitch is still alive.
I can't.
I love her.
Sonia and her sister get into it on camera. Her sister is not holding back.
No.
She said there wouldn't be cameras. You can't just tell me where to go, when to be. I was like, oh, this is not. Oh.
No. She has had it. For lack of a better word.
I wonder, like, are the releases like yearly? Did she sign like an extra? I have questions here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kenya says, better late than ugly. That's my new saying, by the way.
Well,
Her dress was not appropriate for a ladies' luncheon.
No.
What was she wearing? Like, what in the?
Yeah, no, that was not it.
Candy is just so tired. We know, Candy. We know you don't want to be here. I don't know how she has another season after this.
She's just blah.
Well, I get that she's booked and busy. We get it. But like, you've missed two events. Now you're showing up. Oh, I'm so tired. Oh, like you don't want to be there. We get it.
Yeah, but also, I mean, then when she is there, it's just like she's phoning it in. There's nothing exciting.
Yeah, she looks tired and she acts tired. We get it.
Yeah. Yes.
Why is Sheree getting an award?
I don't know. For being a grandma?
I need her off the show. She's the time has come. There's nothing left to talk about. I need you to go away.
Yeah, I was wondering that. I was like, why is she get just because she's been the mom the longest? Like, I didn't hear her say like what
she's a grandma now.
Okay.
No, you just pay for a luncheon to give your friends awards, apparently.
Yeah.
Ralph is going to host a woman's brunch and the men are going to cook. He is a terrible actor. Does he think he's a good actor?
Yeah, I believe he thinks so, but he's not. But you're hosting a brunch where there's clearly a chef standing there.
And now he's selling those aprons on Instagram.
Oh my God, with no shirt on. Like, call come on, bro. Daddy. Pull yourself together.
But he wants Drew back, apparently, doesn't he?
Oh my God.
Or no, that was who did I read this somewhere?
He just said like he wanted to apologize and say so sorry. Well, yeah, because now you're realizing that that's your meal ticket. And that meeting that you took with the stripper at the Chocolate City people didn't go well.
Oh God, not Chocolate City.
He's in Vegas to have a meeting with the strippers. What?
Candy is tired of Marlo's whore behavior.
Oh, okay.
Here's what's weird is that we're going to talk about Roni and OC. When you see the women like getting along, it's such a different dynamic than six women who don't want to be at a table, who Kenya's telling what's her face not to touch her, Courtney.
Yeah, please don't touch. We don't know each other like that. Please don't touch me. It's like she touched your shoulder. Like she didn't hug you.
I mean, and then Sheree wants to be on. I can't. I don't. Sonia is a wet noodle.
It's all wild.
But their ratings are coming. I don't get it.
I don't either.
Marlo went on one date with that guy, Roy. He's not even that cute. Like, I don't know why. What is this? What's the big deal? And then Sheree wants to know why Drew's not paying her chef.
Yeah. And if you went on one date with him, would you bring him to something like that where like you're not sure about him? So you're going to bring him around these people. You know, these are not the people you want to bring.
Are you talking about Scott Lee?
Yeah, Scott Lee.
Oh, no, she went on one date with Roy.
No, I know that. But I'm saying, like, I don't think she's been dating Scott Lee for very long. And she's bringing him to, like, this kind of a function.
Because
which is
he's
mostly
a chef.
I know, but it's like, they're just spouses. Like, you don't even get along with these people half the time. You want to bring him now?
And I then also he love meets that Candy knows him, which is the most random fucking thing.
Yeah, she's like, oh, yeah, I know him.
She knows everybody.
She does. Well, she's worldwide.
We get to Portugal. Marlo wants to compare this trip with the Birmingham trip.
No.
Oh, boy. Ma'am, you took a limo bus or whatever, a shuttle bus.
Yeah, very different.
This is international. This is a vacation.
Very different.
No one got any She by Sheree, just Marlo. And it all looks like it was screen printed at your local strip mall.
Yeah. Yes.
Hats, shirts, bags. She has it all.
I was trying to figure out how she got it all. She must have took it.
Am I supposed to be like taking Drew's side in all of this?
I mean,
I'm enjoying her for some reason.
Yeah. Like I didn't see. I was like, what is the, I don't understand. I don't get it.
Also,
so I'm just over Sheree, I think.
Yeah, I'm way over Sheree. That the OG dinner gave her some sort of like power, it felt like. I don't know.
I think she's trying to solidify herself, like I, you know, put herself up there with the Nenes and the Lisa Vanderpumps.
Absolutely not.
It's just not gonna happen.
No.
You could host this dinner a million times and it'll never happen.
No. Well, and she's like, I want everyone to come together, but then you're gonna try to drag Drew. And Drew was right. Drew was like, we moved on.
Yes.
You can't keep bringing this up because you feel like it. She sucks.
She does.
Anything else?
I agree. No. It looks like next week's going to get good. I'm ready for a ramp up. I'm just kind of like meh about it.
Andy said the reunion is filming, I think, next week or the week after. So we're really close.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good then.
Reunion time. I mean, we got to get some shows back. I don't know how we're.
I know. Even right now, it's like, even if they have a reunion, there's nothing really that I'm like dying to hear them talk about.
I mean, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be Candy versus Marlo. It's going to be Sheree versus Drew and Kenya. Kenya versus everybody, pretty much, except Drew and Candy.
Yeah.
Sonya is literally useless.
Yeah, I'm not sure what she's there for.
I
could do without.
It goes back. This is like a stupid saying, but it's like, understand the assignment. And it's like, they just don't get it.
No. Absolutely. They think
watching the show and then coming in is going to be, I don't know. It's not good.
Yeah. This ain't it, ladies. No, this is not it.
Where do you want to go from here?
You want to jump into some OC?
Yes. Okay. Two OCs. I love that Heather can just casually pass a joint around. Like, this woman is so wealthy. She does not give a fuck.
No. She's just like, anybody want to smoke this?
I just like a little joint now and then. Girl, we know you like a joint a lot more than now and then.
we hear you. We got it.
I could have told you none of them wanted to stay in those tents.
No. I mean, that was a given. They were very cute and all, but they weren't staying.
But Shannon's like, let's take a picture.
And I thought maybe Gina. I was like, Gina might, but the rest of them, no. It's not going to happen.
Don't get me started. We're going to talk about her in a minute. Shannon wakes up in Tamara's room. She says at 5 a.m. there was an animal. See, Shannon understands the assignment.
Yes.
She is loopy. She doesn't filter. Like, I'm here for it. When she was like, no, it was like, click, 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 click around my room. I was like, I got to get out of here. There was an animal in my room.
No, I love her.
Do you think Kevin knew his balls?
Oh, my God. He had to know. How could you not feel the cold air as you're rafting down the water that your balls are out?
Like, how do you wear short shorts without, like, there had to be some sort of liner or something underneath if you're gonna be out and at, like, if you're home, like, whatever, wear short shorts with commando, but you can't maybe be commando.
Maybe the liner ripped or something. I don't know. All it's, I know
when,
is
when they greet him, though, you can look and he kind of has like a bulge going on. Okay, Kevin. Well,
I don't know. I would have just died if I would have seen that.
You wouldn't have looked.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't think you could miss it.
I would
have. It looked like every time they looked back, the balls were hanging out.
I mean, the dick had to be hanging out, too. If the balls were hanging out.
Oh, God. I don't even want to know. I'm sorry, everybody. This is
the whole thing had to be flopping out there.
Okay. All right.
We do Rose and Thorn. Heather's very tone deaf.
She just doesn't get it.
I mean, the thing is that she does get it.
That was not a... first of all, what? Literally when she said that, I said, huh?
She gets how the other half lives.
I mean,
I don't think that she's wrong. Like, you have to realize that, like, she is extremely wealthy, right? She doesn't realize that, like, the gardening soil that her gardeners use comes from someone shoveling shit like in Montana, right? Like,
I feel like you don't have to be like wealthy to not know that, though.
I know, but I think that like it's genuinely an epiphany for her. Like, this woman requested a button to press to have champagne delivered, right? Like,
no, I totally get that.
I don't think, I think she's tone deaf, but I don't think that she's like maliciously being like, oh, I didn't realize that people shovel shit. Like, I don't know.
Well, we all know she doesn't want to do any more of it. So,
well, Gina's Rose and Thorn was being herself.
Basically.
When I heard that she was getting demoted or just like, I was so excited. And now here she is. There's too much Gina for me. She's got a lot of confessionals. She's taken a lot of storylines, and her storyline is she's mad at Jen for having an affair,
basically.
But then she's mad at Heather for telling her she can't tell Travis about her feelings.
I mean, and I got what Heather was saying.
Totally.
Like, it made perfect sense. Like, if you're hung up on the fact that you were cheated on, you can't keep making this an issue in your current relationship.
And like, if you're unloading on this man all the time, he's going to be like, hey, when do I, you know, like, When, right. The give and take. When do I get to unload on you? That sounds terrible after talking about Kevin's balls.
Well, we're not talking about that.
Yeah, like there's got to be some fun and not just like, oh, Jen cheated on her husband. Like, girl.
Well, and I think it's like now that she's completely sober, like just, I don't know. It's like her social skills changed.
She's unbearable.
Yeah, I don't know.
We get back to OC. Tamara tells Eddie about the whole thing. Eddie's not happy, but Eddie had been warned at a party that Ryan sleeps with married women from one of Ryan's friends. Ryan should not have signed up for the show.
No, I feel like he's got to be sitting somewhere like, why did I?
It's coming at me from all sides, bro.
Yeah, no, this is all not a good idea.
Sides.
Like, not a good idea.
Jen then tells Ryan. Apparently, it was a flaccid dick pic because it was a joke and it was on Snapchat. And then he clicked all four people. I'm sorry. You're too old to be on Snapchat. You have children. Stop sending dick pics on Snapchat, sir.
Yeah, that's wild.
And then Gina continues to tell Travis all about the Montana trip. I don't care.
Poor Travis. He just wants to eat his ramen.
I need more Emily. I need less Gina. I
feel like now Emily is back on the fold because this is the last COVID scare for her. So hopefully we could just move on.
Like, I love the petty catch up, the pedicure like that. I love that.
Yes.
They're all joking. They're laughing. Like, that's what I'm here for. Heather throws a party at Nobu. We know it's her favorite. I mean, I don't know if I've told you this. I've eaten at Nobu. It is delicious.
I've never been.
It's, I mean, we should go, but it's very good. I can tell why she eats it all the time. Also, how do you have chopsticks engraved that fast?
I don't, maybe she had already planned it. I don't know. But to have all that there, the candles, the chopsticks, everybody's names on it, writing all kinds of messages, like this is wild.
Yeah.
I guess when you have unlimited funds, you could pretty much do whatever you want.
She knows how to throw a party. That is faux show.
Like, we just go out to dinner. She makes it like an event.
Yeah, get happening. On the boat. Also, why did we invite the acting coach?
Yeah, I was wondering why she was there.
I love it. I want her on the cast.
She was like, they're like, she was like, so how, who are you? Like, why are you here? Oh, I'm friends with the, oh, okay. Like, I was like, oh, she's just here now.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Yeah,
put her on, let her talk some shit.
Yeah.
Tamara and Jen get into it. They're sitting across from each other. The dick pic comes up. Jen says, you better watch it. Watch what, girl? I know you didn't say that to Tammy Sue.
Oh boy,
Tammy Sue is redneck girl.
Yep, well, she showed it.
That napkin throw was not soft.
No,
I mean, it didn't injure her at all, but she threw that napkin. And then in classic Tamara fashion, storms off yelling about something.
Screaming through the Nobu.
I can't. Gina wants to talk to Heather. It really hurt her feelings when she compared her real estate to her son.
Oh, God.
It wasn't malicious. Her son's taking the test. You're taking the test. She literally said, maybe y'all could study together. Like, what did you want her to say?
I think she was feeling like right now I'm like deduced to an 18-year-old boy.
Okay, well, you're taking a real estate exam. He's also, I don't know how to tell you this. He also cries over his relationships at home to his girlfriend like you do to Travis.
Correct.
I can't. I need Gina. She's, maybe the alcohol numbed her emotions and that's why she wasn't so dreadful last season.
That's very possible.
How dreadful. You ever seen such pretty feet on a man? And then she says Heather can't tell her what to tell Travis. It just felt like she wants to have a problem with her. Oh, she in the beginning, in the early of the season, she was too fancy for her. But now she's too judged. What do you want?
Yeah, no.
And then at the table, the news breaks. David Bedore has filed for divorce
for the first time out of many.
That was a year ago, by the way, folks.
Boy,
I can't. Shannon was like, "Oh yeah, we talked." She was like, "Oh yeah, I know." Oh, I'm gonna call the girls. Like, okay, girl, you get it. I don't.
I mean, they're buddies now, so she knew.
I mean, obviously they're not going to get back together, but.
No. I know that. But at least, you know, they're in a good space now.
Yeah, I mean, just like my, like all that was said and done and like that horrible battle that they went through for money and then just be like, oh yeah, we're good. We good.
Well, I mean, you have to, I guess, get to a place with for your kids where it's just like, we got to be around each other for these girls. So we'll deal with each other when we have to.
Did you know that Shannon Bedore shops secondhand?
Really?
Did you see that they were shopping secondhand? That was that secondhand store.
Oh, I thought, well, I thought it was because the girls.
Yeah, but I mean, what?
I didn't know if like the girl, you know, like young people always like to go to places like that.
I mean, it was all like high end.
Yeah, they had Louis Vuitton.
Yeah. It was called Outgassed. So like all of the toxic gases from the clothes making and everything is gone by the time you rebuy it.
Oh, okay.
Outgassed.
Interesting.
Anything else on Orange County?
No, it's all right.
You don't seem very excited this week.
I mean, it's kind of just always the same thing. It's like, I just want to see either them having a good time, having fun, like doing something. It's we're back to this again. Tamara screaming and yelling, going through the restaurant, hollering. You brought this girl on here only to unfriend her pretty much because that's what just happened. Now we're stuck with her. Like, what the hell?
She was on Watch What Happens Live and Andy's like, oh, I love your story. And Ryan's making merch and like all this stuff. And Andy was just like, oh, this was an odd. I don't know. Like, we used to have such good casting.
I know. I feel like the last couple of years, especially with this show, it's like we just went through this. Like, you know, the last group of friends that came on there with, what was it? Noella and Nicole, that whole thing. Like, why do we people keep bringing each other on here? And Noella was Bronwyn's friend and then she got rid of her. It's just like, what?
Where's that girl, Elizabeth Lynn Vargas?
Oh, yeah. I just want to see some real friends doing real friend stuff. Like, yeah, you're going to bicker, but let's see some fun.
Yeah, I got you.
That's all.
That's all. Are you ready for the main event?
Yes.
Okay, folks, Roni is back. I'm shocked that they're calling it season 14.
I was too, because technically it's new.
Yeah, I know they're calling it new era, whatever, but they're not, it's not a reboot. It's literally just season 14.
Okay.
Well. Okay, so we got Bryn, who's like our young, fun. She's friends with Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
Vanderpump. Yeah, Vanderpump.
Yes.
I'm kind of liking her. I think she's gonna be a little bit messy. I'm not
she's
gonna
kind
lie.
Of annoying.
I'm kind of thinking that, like, so what I was doing the whole time is like relating them to the original cast, which I know is like a terrible thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But she kind of seems like the Ramona Sonia of it, like the kind of the fun, say whatever kind of comes to your mind.
Okay.
I don't think she was wrong for telling Sai what Aaron said. I don't like Aaron. I'm gonna put it out there right now.
Okay.
I hate the like, I'm did you take a shot every time she's like, I'm from New York. I'm from New York. And then the whole, like, my husband and I have sex, and I pulled up panties from behind his bed. Like, ma'am.
Well.
Like, did we need to hear about this? Like, your children are going to see that? Like, I don't know. I don't like
no,
that
I,
shit.
No, I get it. I know.
I'm all you're about like the balls about. Hanging out.
Yeah, you only want to talk about balls.
I don't know. Like, it comes off as, like, contrived to me. Like, it comes off as, like, oh, our relationship is so fantastic because we still have sex.
No, I get it. I mean, that's,
I don't know.
You know.
Jenna Lyons, who is
love
an
her.
Icon.
Love her.
I mean, she dressed Michelle Obama. Enough said.
Right. No, I love her.
She's kind of the odd one out of the group, I would say. But it's interesting how they all kind of, they all want to be around her.
Yeah. And she, and I love that she was just like, I don't know these women really well, but I'm open to giving it a shot.
I would say she is like what Carol Radziwill wanted to be.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Jessel, who I think might be my fave. With the so she's got two twins. No, she's yes. got twin boys, one twin year boy, old.
Yeah.
She just seems like she kind of gives me like Sonia vibes, like very like out there. I love her. I'm all about it.
Yeah, she's cute.
Sai, who's our down to earth, she in Brooklyn, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we started off with her. Her kids were like very well-mannered. I was like, who are these children?
Yeah, they were really good. I love well-mannered children. Everybody knows, like, that's my favorite.
Yeah. And then Uba, who is Chanel Ayan's cousin, wild.
That is wild.
And she is a model and she is stunning.
Yeah, she is.
Did I miss anybody? Well, crazy how that girl Lizzie Savetsky just never existed.
I know. Not even a thing.
I thought we'd at least get like a mention, but like no, they're just like, we want to wipe our hands of her.
Nope. No, well, they had the time to do it.
So we start off with two dramas already. I'll take both of these dramas because I will say I am a psycho when it comes to going to restaurants. And I'm like, no, I don't want to go there. No, I don't want to go there. So the first one is Aaron was trying to get everyone together and go to a restaurant named something, which they're blanking out. Yes. Rumor has it, it's called Catch, mm-hmm. but it's Tom Colicchio's restaurant from Top Chef.
Oh, okay.
So they're like trying not to badmouth. Yeah. Yes. Right. Speaking of Top Chef, really quick, the new judge and host was I love her. Not Melissa. It's the other girl. I can't think of it.
I saw them announce it, but you know, I've never watched it, so I didn't know.
Oh, she's good. She's real good. Okay. She'll be a good one. Okay, so the restaurant drama. So Aaron wanted everyone to go to Catch. Brynn says it's not 2006 and I'm not a D-list model, so I can't go there. So Brynn and Sai go to Cipriani, but then they posted a picture at the other restaurant.
Yes.
Amateur move.
Yeah, you never do that.
No, you got to lay low. The other drama is that Aaron had people at her house. Sai was like, oh, apparently, here's the story that I kind of got from it. Sai was like, oh, is this all we're eating? Because Sai thought there was going to be dinner.
Yes.
But then Aaron's like, yeah, like there's cheese. And so apparently the quote was, cheese, that's weird.
Yeah, cheese is never weird, folks.
No, I love cheese. Give me all the cheese all the time.
First I would have been excited if that's all there was.
I'm naming this episode Cheese. That's weird. But I can see if you were like, oh, come over for dinner and you get to the house. I have a lot of friends like this. Is that like, they're like, oh, come over. And you go over and there's very little food. And we all know I like to eat.
Me too.
And so sometimes I would understand if I got there and I'm like, oh, I'm going to get some dinner. And then I'm like, oh, we're having charcuterie.
Yeah, like, you got to be. Well, I feel like it's only fair to be like upfront.
Yeah, I love charcuterie, but that's not a meal unless I'm by myself.
No. Well, yes. And still no.
It's not a meal when I'm eating in front of other people because I can't eat all the charcuterie. It'd be rude.
No, you shouldn't. It's not also not good for your digestive.
Cheese. That's weird. One of the reasons why I didn't like Aaron is that she said, how do I get my kids not to talk to me for a few hours? Just get away from me. Here's a toy. Here's whatever.
Yeah, that you can't do that.
Brynn said, I want kids when I'm around size kids, but then I'm around Jessel's kids and I don't want kids.
Those kids came in hot. They were.
I mean, they're 1 year old. What are you going to do? You can't compare them to a 9 year old with an iPad.
They were screaming. If I was those kids, I'd be like, why'd you bring these screaming kids here?
Yeah, get out of here.
I'm sitting here peacefully having a good time.
We get to Jenna's house. She hosts like the first on-camera meetup. Her house is stunning. Aaron kind of, did you see the digs that Aaron was taking at her though? Like, I'm a real estate agent. It's just a large one bedroom. Who's going to buy this? Like, it's Jenna Lyons' apartment. Someone will buy it.
Well, and I feel like she was saying like, there's only a certain type of person that would want.
Yeah. Jenna fucking Lyons.
I mean, I would take it. That closet alone is enough for me. I don't need any of the rest of this house.
What did you say? 397 pairs of shoes or something ridiculous?
Yes. Oh my gosh. And they were all beautiful.
Aaron and Bryn decide to make up. Bryn walking through Jenna's house to talk to Aaron. Like, she's like, I'm going to die. Oh my God, it's so fabulous. But I'm going to die. But it's so fabulous in here. I love it in here. I want to die in here. I'm digging her. I'm digging, like, there's no filter there. She's just letting it all out there.
Yes.
Do you think that's all her hair?
I don't know.
It's so thick.
It is. It is a lot. I mean, if it is, I feel bad that she has to comb it.
How do you blow dry that? You can't.
It out. Takes a long time.
Yeah, just to get each layer.
Because you have to do it in sections.
Yeah. No, man.
Piece by piece. Nope. No, thank you.
They end up making up. Obviously, Aaron was only upset. Aaron wasn't upset about the cheese comment. She said it as a joke. Everyone squashed it. Her and Cy squashed it. She wanted Cy and Bryn to apologize for the restaurant meetup. It wasn't about the restaurant. It was about spending time together before filming.
Okay. Silly.
They enter the closet. They decide they're going to try on some clothes. Bad idea.
That is never a good idea, especially in a closet like that.
No, that thing. Oh,
it's probably an order. You can't just be touching stuff. Like, oh my God. When I saw that, I was like, you guys, this is not a good idea.
Aaron sits in a chair. That chair breaks immediately. I don't think it was meant to be sat in.
No, I don't think it's a sitting chair.
Should you have like a sign on it though?
No, because it's your closet.
But like, what?
There shouldn't just be strangers in your closet that would think to sit in it.
You have to tell people every time, like, what if your publicist is going to be like, hey, don't sit there. Hey, like.
Yeah, if hey, I'm going to take you on a tour, like, by the way, this is not, you don't sit in this.
Not a sitting chair.
Yeah, like this is just because this is from this.
They come out in their clothing. Bryn has a lace Valentino shirt on. Aaron has a sequin jacket on. And Jenna says all she saw was them colliding and lace and sequins don't mix.
And the lace shirt was on backwards.
Yeah. She looked like a good sport for about 30 seconds and then she was not having it.
No. Absolutely. Nor would I.
We did find out they're all addicted, you know, shopping, sex, porn, whatever. Uba's addicted to bananas. She eats 5 or 6 a day.
He's got to be constipated.
That's a lot of bananas.
That is a ton of potassium.
Why? Why?
She just loves them so much. It's a delicacy for her. But I'm telling you, you cannot be going to the bathroom. It's got to be binding.
Oh, why? No fiber in bananas?
Well, bananas, it has a lot of potassium, but if you eat too many, definitely you're going to get constipated. It helps to keep things, you know.
Huh. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
This season looks really good. It looks light, as we talked about. That Aaron and the Uba and the glasses.
Yeah,
don't touch me. Do not take your glasses off when you're talking to me. No, no, ma'am.
Yeah.
No, ma'am.
Can't be snatching stuff off my face.
No, ma'am. Anything else on OC? How do you have a favorite so far? Are you liking anyone? Are you not liking anyone?
I mean, obviously I love Jenna. I like her. I like that she's real. I like that she's, even though she lives in this world and she's been exposed to all these things, like she's pretty reasonable about shit. Like she just says how things are. And I like that. You know, I liked Cy. I don't feel like I've gotten to know her well, but it's like, okay, you know, I can relate. I see her as like a mom and the rules, like how she's with her kids. I mean, I don't dislike any of them. I just felt like Bryn was a little annoying.
Yeah, I could say, I think she's the young one. She doesn't have a family.
And I, you know, I'm just one of those people like, if the food is good to me, I'll eat anywhere. And especially if it's somewhere that I like for a long time, even if it's not like in I will still eat it because it's good. So when she was like, I would be caught dead there. It's like, well, if your friends are just inviting you to be together, like, I don't think about that kind of stuff. Like, you could tell me, I just want to see you. Let's meet at Applebee's. And I'm like, all right.
Unlimited boneless wings.
Right. Why not?
Yeah, it looks good. I'm here for it. I'm kind of digging everybody. I think they all kind of have their role, which I like. It'll be interesting to see how they all kind of go from here.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm excited to see. I mean, I'm invested. I'm in it. I'm going to keep going.
We've got a ton coming up. So we've got Beverly Hills is wrapped. Dubai. I mean, we could go through Salt Lake City, Dubai, Potomac, Miami's filming. Like all of this is happening. So we're going to get a ton of shows coming up. Below Deck Down Under is now on Bravo season 2. So I'll definitely be watching that because I love me some Aisha. Did you watch last season?
I didn't.
Yeah. You what?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't? I thought you did with Captain Jason and all them. No?
No, you did.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I know I
yes.
did.
Yes. No, you told me about it.
Got it. Yeah, so I'm going to watch that. I'll probably turn on Crappy Lake if it's on. I'm going to finish Succession for sure. And then I've got Big Brother and The Challenge coming back, which is huge. Big Brother, obviously, 3 days a week. Demetria's least favorite show on television.
Oh, my God. How do you have one show 3 days a week?
Not only that, it's 3 days a week plus the live feed. So you're constantly on the blogs.
That's just crazy.
Seeing what they're doing, watching them. It's like The Sims for my real life.
I don't feel like I have that much time.
I mean, I don't. Yeah, but I feel like we're going to get a big influx of shows. We know BravoCon's coming the first week of November. Way too expensive, I think, especially for Vegas. We'll see what happens there. Anything coming up for you?
No, you know, I'm still going to keep trying out Bachelorette. You know, I'm not super invested in anyone, but I want to watch that. You know, I also like to always watch because usually somehow somebody ends up on Bachelor in Paradise. So I want to know who they are. I've got Kardashians. Next week is the finale. So I only have that for one more week. All of our shows. And then hopefully, I guess we'll see what happens with all the rest of our shows if they come back or not.
Crazy. I can't believe it. That is a wrap on episode 144. Like us, rate us, follow us as always. Let us know what you're watching. If you're watching anything good, where are all your like 90 Day Fiancé? Where are all those shows for you?
Well, you know, I don't watch 90 Day Fiancé, but I watch, Married at First Sight. And that's on Lifetime. And then after a while it was like these, I mean, they were pretty much being set up to fail from the beginning. None of them liked each other. And I just got tired of that. Love is Blind is about to start, so maybe I'll watch that with Jake and see, because I now kind of like intrigued on how this works. I'm sorry, not Love is Blind, Love Island. Love is Blind is supposed to actually have another one coming up. So I mean, I like all of those shows, but I haven't gotten any dates on when we get any of those back, so hopefully soon.
Yeah. That is a wrap, and we will see you next week.
Yes, everybody have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for coming back, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.